Now pass. Fall deeper. Listen to my voice and let it wash over you. You're safe. And you're listening to someone who desires and indulges in your every wonderful, pleasurable experience, your every realization of fetish and fantasy. Nothing would make me happier, and in fact, if you're here listening, I'm gratified you want to hear my voice, and I can only hope to deliver. And in the spirit of delivering on your desires, sink deeper with me. Allow all those little physiological markers we so often associate with deeper trance to overtake you, if doing so would bring you greater pleasure and further droopy, sleepy, drowsy relaxation. And the opening of your mind, an allowance for reshaping body and mind into something more appropriate for the needs and desires of you, the pleasured listener. Focus on my words and follow. Now, I had repeatedly raised the idea of desire just now, of what you really want, of those things which resonate in your mind and draw you in with their own particular magnetism, things that you want but are unable to immediately explore. Often there is that connotation of heady sensuality around that word, desire. It's something more than the mere want of the moment. It's an encapsulation and an infatuation that follows us as we go through our days. We may think of something and think, I desire that. This weaves its way through your system. You begin wanting, and the wanting manifests from mental and internal to physical to outward. It becomes a manifestation in how you look at the object of desire, how you touch it. If your desire is deeper trance, self-exploration, and to enter an altered state, the object of desire might be my voice, in which case you would hear it with more influence, more weight, more gravitas each time you hear it. The object of desire might be your own body, increasing its pleasure and sensation. That is desire, the physical manifestations of what was once merely psychological. To me, here, it means the way your hands clutch at something and your ears search for the next word, and you long to taste and touch and indulge truly and completely. Desire for trance is no different from wanting to needing to the physical pursuit of that goal. And it means something more than a want is in play. It means a completion, the full circle. The final moment where everything clicks and you are helpless before the realization and fantastic wants of your mind, conscious and otherwise. The right reward for the right behavior is something we desire. Again, that word with all its flavor and all its power, the object of our lust or our love, our affection, of our need, is also a subject of desire. It is seldom that one says that they desire something without having all those romanticized or purely venal desires wrapped up in it. A yearning, a need inside of us for something, recognition, the fetishistic carrying out of something, orgasm. It really depends on the circumstances, the parties involved, and the needs which override all else. So follow my words. As you envision yourself, which you necessarily must if we are going to investigate the perception of self to help you sink deeper. As you envision yourself, allow your eyes to be unfocused. I mentioned the physiological effects of trance earlier. Now your actual physical eyes may very well be closed, but we all have that part of us that looks inward, and which, for convenience and definition, we may yet call our eyes. The mind's eyes are simply the power of visualization, the ability to map out complex forms in the mind, including especially that very familiar form, your own. We are, at times, other than pleased with the way we perceive ourselves, but we all have that perception. and as you slide further down, it becomes easier to leave things by the wayside, to allow otherwise problematizing factors from the everyday to fade and be left behind, at least during trance, complicating aspects of our lives to remain behind on a higher level, so we can effect change after pleasurable change lower down. And in effecting those changes, we take the existing linkages of concept and image, the idea of our bodily selves, the definition of what we like and dislike. These things are all floating around in a mess of associations, and the idea of entraining someone to them, and to alter them, is not a particularly hypnotic one. Even those who are normally into exploring, submission, training, similar, will naturally develop trained responses, and all of our sexual desires and fetishes are, in some senses, a trained response. At least they are what we find pleasing, titillating, stimulating, what is worth focusing on. So, bring those to the forefront now, the concept of linkages between one idea and another. And as you hear my voice, allow yourself to let certain things down by the wayside. Those things which consciously, if we were to examine our desires and the connections between them, we would set aside those things which are soft linkages rather than the ones that we find desirable, that we like, that we wish to incorporate, which are the harder links between idea and image and action. Every hypnotic trigger is really just a request that someone associate X with Y, an idea with an image with a sensation, a perception of self, and particularly easy are those visualizations and meditations which take place when you're breathing deeply and focusing on something other than my words, yet still hearing my words, when your eyes are unfocused, when your body is at ease and relaxed. A relaxed mind has an easier time visualizing and mapping that visualization onto our aches, our desires, our arousal, our needs. Being more in touch with those, away from the hectic demands of a weary life, and into a place where you set aside the time to listen and relax, to relax and sink, to sink and follow my elaboration on taking one idea, unlinking it from its existing fetters, and linking it to another. When you allow yourself to go under because you've heard a specific word, there are all sorts of motivations in play. Take, for example, night-night pet. One of my favorites. Simple enough. You know that going into trance is desirable, that that relaxed meditative state is something you yearn for, and that getting the lengthy induction set aside, except when you're in the mood for a lengthy induction, but getting them set aside and allowing yourself to droop is the highest and quickest pleasure, and a great route toward transformative change. Everything out of the way except those things you, we, desire together and want to explore. Being able to get out of your own way and go to a place where you can better float and indulge in the fantasy and the desire, and the erotic, titillating entertainment that you are partial to. That's why the anchoring happens, because your mind is persuaded by logic, and by arousal, and association, and other things deeper than logic. But the trick to a logical approach to trance, and presenting why you might desire one thing over another, is that I do not need to present the best and most logical discussion, argument, or idea. You are an aroused hypno-fetishist, seeking an interesting progression of sensation and phenomenon. You desire deepness. You are willing to be persuaded. I just need to treat you like I respect you and your desires, and like my designs will be truthfully in your best and pleasured interest. The embodiment of that respect is that the two of us can connect via a word or phrase, which is a shorthand for our bargain, our agreement, our understanding that I will present words which bear a coherent internal logic, and you will maybe give me a break for not finding the very best argument for why you should trance at every given moment. I assure you I am looking for it, always looking for it. So let it be an understanding, a comfort between our two minds meeting here. Things understood at a level a little deeper, still leave you the option to explore long, beautifully pleasurable trance. Things a little more subtle are still promised and will still be available. You understand I respect your desire to go deep. And us taking this shortcut today, where you respond to simple words with a great deal of deep, tranced following and learning, this still leaves all of your other options open. Be at ease. I will keep looking for the very best, most rational and complete induction and trance you and I might ever share. So because of all these aspects, you're willing to take these words, night, night, pet, and substitute them for a long, powerful trance your mind is capable of building up and experiencing. Even if I skip speaking it aloud this particular time, and other times you hear that trigger, innocuous on their own, we can anchor these words to a variety of responses, a drooping of the shoulder, a deepening of the breath, perhaps a smile, perhaps closed eyelids, all of these things which are so natural being linked to the sensations to follow. Likewise, as I present rational, pleasurable, or exploratory reasons for you to indulge in a particular association when I say X, you do Y. When you would think X, you instead think Z, and so on and so forth, mapping from one thing to another, changing the connection. When I present these, it may be the first time or the third time you hear them. They'll be incorporated if they're desirable, if they're part of what you want. I said desire because what you want is sometimes something you are so powerfully taught in the everyday understanding of trance. We know that anything that we wish to do can be incorporated into our minds, and anything that we heartily wish to avoid would be a very difficult sell. This is true in everyday life, too. But when your mind is somewhere safe and trusting, and you're listening to something you've heard before, even when you're aware of the busyness of every day, you are offered an opportunity to incorporate things more easily, to take your hands temporarily and lay them by your sides, and allow more of your brain to be aware, to be guided by a trusted third party. Now, of course, you're aware. You would know if one of those things you would heartily wish to avoid, if that were to cross the table. But in this bargaining table, those things that you very much wish to avoid, I know about, and I know to keep out of things. You've read the description, after all. Those things you wish to have made part of you, wish to absorb, we have extremely available and ready to us, ready to be incorporated, elaborated upon, sold to your conscious mind and subconscious. This part of a bargain culminating in my satisfaction at your pleasure and your pleasure at my satisfaction and your entertainment furthermore, and on, until as a culmination of all these principles, you understand what happens when you hear something like, night, night, Pat.